Back here on the Mighty 690 as we approach 9:10, and it is Wednesday, and of course that means that we have Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce Director Candy Westbrook here in studio with us. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing?
Hi. Good morning, everyone. It's beautiful out.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the mid-80s today, so I'm going to feel like maybe May.
I know. I'm glad, though. I've really been wanting to get outdoors and walk, but it's either raining or it's been windy as no tomorrow, so yeah. I'm excited, so. Well, just a few good things today I thought I'd share. So, first of all, if you haven't stopped by the Aviation Museum yet to see the NASA exhibit, you're definitely missing out. The exhibit was recently featured on KSN News, and then I was picked up on some national outlets. My husband came into my room the other day, and he's like, hey, like, all of a sudden, this is all over my feed. And I'm like, oh, well, that's a good thing. So, but no, it's getting good attention because it's a beautiful display. And then, of course, you get to get out and see all the airplanes as well. So, stop by the Aviation Museum in the next few weeks. This Saturday is the benefit for the Deputy Justin Ward. It kicks off at 1 p.m. And then goes clear until, I think, about 9 in the evening hours. They're going to have cornhole, a strongman competition, live music, just all kinds of stuff to benefit Deputy Ward. And it's all at the Indy Fitness Center in Independence. So make sure you stop by this Saturday for that. All right, since it's beautiful out, I'm telling everybody to come downtown and enjoy this beautiful spring weather and check out the new musical instruments at the UP Pocket Park. This was a great addition brought by Coffeyville Reawakening. And there's more work going to be done. They've got plants. We're working on electricity and just all kinds of stuff to make that a great little place to stop in. Of course, now we're right across the street from the Midlands, so just perfect. And if you're downtown, you can stop at Hershey's now that it's warm weather. Perfect to get some the best ice cream ever. Or you can get an icy at the Chamber, of course. Mm-hmm. We did have that turned back on. And then down at Hitching Post, they have all the plants out. So this is that time of year. And I love it. I'm like, oh, yes. So you can get all your spring planting going. Speaking of plants, so I did want to give a shout out to Holy Name School. They are coming down in a couple weeks and planting a rose bush and a bunch of flowers right outside our doors in honor of Casey Hoggett. And then they're going to dedicate that with a ceremony. So I just wanted to say thank you for the students and staff and all them that are going to be a part of that. Shout out to Acme Foundry. They recently pledged $50,000 to CRMC for the Build for the Future campaign. That's going to help build that new primary clinic. So that's a pretty good chunk. And I know they're like almost, they're finishing up a few grants, and then hopefully we'll be fully funded. Also, speaking of downtown and businesses, Sunflower Soda Shop just celebrated 15 years this past week, and so shout out to them and congratulations. Just a few other updates from our businesses. So the Yoke is no longer offering lunch services right now. They're still open every week in the evening, so you can come in for a great steak 5 o'clock to about 9, and then a little bit longer on the weekends. So. The Field Kinley High School Interact members helped out at the Medical Supply Network down in Tulsa. Interact is a Rotary-sponsored service club for the high school students. And the Medical Supply Network is a mission of the Rotary District, and they provide medical equipment and supplies for those need locally and just throughout the world. So I always love when our students get out and get to be part of something bigger. So mark your calendars for April 24th. It's a Botox and filler party at the Pink Flamingo. If you go out to their Facebook page, you can check out all the details and sign up and register. So, job of the week is ABC Preschool, and they're looking for someone who loves the Lord and loves children. You'll be teaching and caring for 1 to 5-year-olds. It's a substitute position, but many of these times the substitutes turn into full-time, which is why they're always needing substitutes. So give them a call. You can pick up an application or call. The applications are at 1201 South Willow, anytime between 7:30 and 5:30. And if your business has an opening, I'm always reminding everybody, make sure to send it our way so we can share it on the website and feature it in our newsletter. All right, a few events coming up. I know Sherry just announced the meet and greet. So that'll be a special meet and greet for Montgomery County Action Council and the Midland Theater. Come on out, learn what MAC's all about, what they've been working on, and network with other businesses and community members. And that's from 4:30 to 6:30. So I will be there. Come by and see me. April 25th, the Chamber is hosting a Chamber 101, open to anyone that wants to learn more about just what the Chamber is, memberships, how to get involved, and how to maximize your involvement and your benefits. So, again, April 25th, but we are taking RSVPs for just a few more days on that. I'm really excited about this. So, April 23rd through the 26th is Noises Off. It's a theater presentation presented by Michael Friend. And basically, they just said, just get ready to laugh until your sides are hurt.
That's great.
So, I always love when we can have anything that brings laughter. So, yeah, that's coming up. 3 days of performances. You can check it out on the CCC website. Speaking of the college, save the date. On May 2nd, they're going to have a combo spring choir and instrumental concert. That'll be at 7 p.m. at the Spencer Round Theater. I've heard they're playing some silly and fun songs just in time for your spring selections. So that'll be a good one. I think I jumped ahead, but also coming up, April 27th is Drug Take Back Day. So if you have any leftover prescriptions, don't throw them into the water for sure, because then that contaminates. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to flush them down the toilet. Don't throw them away for somebody else to accidentally get a hold of. So you bring them there, and they've got special equipment that just kind of, I forget what they call it, but it basically deactivates them. And they're going to have a drive-through. So you go to the Coffeyville PD, just drive on up, and they'll take care of it. So
Okay. That's
the 27th. And speaking of events, so I was glad to hear this, but somebody the other day called about an event that I didn't know about. And they're like, well, Candy should know. She's on the radio talking about events all the time. Ask her. And I was like, I don't know about that one. So if your group or organization or anything is having any kind of event, make sure to call the chamber so I do know about it and I can help out and we can put it on the community calendar, because I was like, oh no, I don't know that one. But I felt great that they were like, yeah, Candy always knows. She's always talking about events. So yes, I usually try to, but sometimes I don't hear about them. So call me and I will get that on the calendar for everybody. Okay, finally, just a couple chamber announcements. So our Women in Business Conference is tomorrow, and I just wanted to take a quick chance to thank some businesses. Atmos, Labette Health, Echelon Architecture, and Community State Bank. I mean, honestly, I'll tell you what, without the great sponsors of all of our events, we probably wouldn't be able to host a lot of the events we do. So an interesting fact, because we do get questions about this a lot, we're not funded by tax dollars or the city. It's purely on business memberships. And so we're always, you know, looking for sponsors and those that can support us so that we can do more events and bigger events and grow everything. So, but anyway, I'm super excited about tomorrow. Some really great, amazing speakers, and it should be a great day. If there's those listening out there that ever do have questions about the chamber or our events or how we operate, you know, just always reach out to me. So I'd rather somebody question me and call me instead of just post something that they don't know. So my door is open. The Chamber's offering a new service. So if your business or organization needs a facilitator for a board orientation, a strategic planning session, anything, give me a call. We have a variety of different pricing options to make it affordable. And if you're a chamber member, even more affordable and sometimes even free, but just something I started doing recently and it's kind of taken off. And so we want to make sure that we're helping out our businesses and organizations. And then the final last thing I just wanted to say, and I probably said it too many times, I know I'm a broken record, but we are seeking volunteers for several really fun and exciting events. So like the conference, our annual dinner, Christmas parade, all kinds of events, multiple things you can be involved in. What we like to do is figure out what you like to do and then match it up. So if you love to make calls and get out and talk to people, we have a job for you. If you more of, I like to just set up and or I like to decorate, maybe you have that, you're great on Pinterest, then we would love to have you. So just a lot of different areas. But again, call me, I can match you up. But we're always looking for volunteers of all ages, young, up to retirees. So give me a call. I'll get you connected to different events, and then we can make sure things grow in our community. So that was all I had for today. But, yeah, I'm just excited because it's getting warm outside, and I'm starting to see activity and people walking around, and it's just fun to see.
Oh, so. It is fun to see. Absolutely. Well, Candy, appreciate that great update. A lot of good stuff happening as the spring is springing. So. Very exciting, and looking forward to talking again here with you next week.
Oh, yes. Okay, sorry, one more thing.
Yes.
Tickets for the CCC Scholarship Auction.
Oh, yeah.
Get those quick. You can actually register the week of, but if you do it now, you get to bypass all the lines. You get to go walk right into your spot. And so go ahead and get those tickets right away so that they can get all their food counts. But I've seen some of the auction items. Wow, they are amazing. So I'm so excited for another good year at the college auction.
Awesome. That is fantastic. All right, no, that's great. Great stuff. Glad you got that in. All right, Candy, well, you have a great rest of your week.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
That's Candy Westbrook from the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce. We get to talk with Candy each and every Wednesday at this time. And keep you here because we have Open Line coming up next on KGGF.